Sonya Bennett and Nancy Jennings begin their friendship after meeting at a bookstore. Their chance meeting allowed for a conversation to spark about the Baha'i faith Sonya had been a part of for many years. Upon learning that Sonya was a follower of the faith, Nancy mentioned that her great-grandfather was Baha'i. Therefore, in this StoryCorps segment, they both share stories about this chance meeting and Nancy's journey to the Baha'i faith and what it truly signifies.
Nancy, how did we meet one another?
Well, we're both big aficionados of the Page and Pallet bookstore in Fairhope, and we met at a book signing at the bookstore quite a few years back, and it was Fry Gaillard, who's a professor at South Alabama, and his book was Civil Rights Sites in the South. And towards the end of the talk, you mentioned you were a Baha'i, and because of that, you believed in unity for all races. Well, I just about had a fit when I heard that you were a Baha'i because my great-grandfather was a Baha'i, and I didn't really know anything about the Baha'i religion, so I came up to talk to you. And you said, I've been looking for you for 3 years, and we've just gotten to be good friends ever since.
That was so exciting.
Do you remember what happened the next day after that?
I was just amazed that I couldn't find you after looking for you, so I invited you to lunch. And when you walked in the door, I was just beside myself. I began to cry. And I said, someday you will recognize this is a historical moment. So there we were at the lunch table. And I proceeded to tell you about your great-grandfather, Paul Kingston Dealey, the first Baha'i to the South, who came to Fairhope in 1898. Which was just a moment in history, the first Baha'i to the South to Fairhope, Alabama. And I proceeded to tell you wonderful stories about your great-grandfather, which you just about could not believe. Well, Nancy, were you surprised to learn that your great-grandfather was a beloved and illustrious Baha'i?
Carrie and I were amazed. My family had never really talked about PK very much. That was my great-grandfather's nickname. My uncle, who was at that time kind of losing his memory, said, oh, he was just one of those street corner preachers. And I didn't believe that, but I still didn't know exactly what he meant. Well, Carrie and I were so thrilled that we started researching the faith after we met you. And you shared a lot with us that day, and then we started to try to learn more. We came to some meetings at your house and met some more wonderful Baha'is. And eventually, we became Baha'is.
Well, I'll share a little bit about the Baha'i faith, so some people that might not know will know about it. Baha'u'llah, which means the glory of God translated, founder of the Baha'i faith, came to establish the oneness of mankind and thereby bringing about the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus the Christ in the Lord's Prayer. All of the Baha'i temples and holy places are built for the peoples of the world to come together and worship one God. We believe in the divine teachings from the holy books, which include Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam. There are many more, but you cannot even be a Baha'i unless you believe that they're all from God.
As you just said, the oneness of mankind, the fact that all men belong to the family of God. The universal peace should be upheld by a world government instead of everybody having their own little government. We're supposed to have an independent investigation of the truth. We don't have a pope or a preacher stand up and tell us what to believe. We go out and we study it and we read about it. We do share with one another, but we do it independent. The elimination of prejudice of all kind, which right now in this day and age we really need for people to understand and believe that. But I don't know about you, Sonya, but I've had fun talking about the Baha'i faith and all these things this morning. This has just been a real treat.
Thank you, StoryCorps, for inviting us.
Yes, we've enjoyed this.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org. A national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.